Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
On June 5th, 2025, a woman walked into a Manhattan federal courtroom and told a room full of strangers how she said many times that she didn't want to have sex with male escorts, but felt she had no choice because Sean Diddy Combs controlled every dollar that kept her and her child housed and fed. This isn't some dystopian fiction or a scene from a crime drama. This is what allegedly happened on June 5th, 2025 in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. And it's exactly the kind of testimony that can make or break a federal case. So the woman testifying goes by Jane to protect her identity. But her story is anything but anonymous in its impact. She's what prosecutors call victim two in their indictment. And if you've been following this case, you know that every numbered victim represents another alleged thread in what the government claims is an elaborate web of sexual exploitation. But Jane's testimony wasn't just another witness account. It was like watching someone methodically dismantle a house of cards that allegedly took years to build. Let's back up for a second, because this trial has been unfolding like a slow-motion car crash that you can't look away from. Combs is facing federal charges that could land him in prison for life, accused of running what prosecutors describe as a criminal enterprise centered around sex trafficking. The government's theory isn't that he was some street-level pimp, but rather that he operated more like a sophisticated puppet master, using his wealth and influence to create situations where women felt they had no choice but to comply with his sexual demands. Now, Jane's testimony on June 5th was like getting a detailed blueprint of how that puppet show allegedly operated. She described a relationship that lasted from 2021 to 2024, during which she participated in what she called hotel nights. Think of these like elaborate dinner parties. Except instead of discussing politics over wine, these gatherings allegedly involved Jane having sex with male escorts while Combs watched. But here's where it gets legally interesting. Jane testified that she told Combs repeatedly that she didn't want to participate in these arrangements. When prosecutor Maureen Comey asked Jane to estimate how many times she expressed this unwillingness, Jane responded with two words that probably made every defense attorney in the room wince. Many times. In the world of sex trafficking prosecutions, this is the difference between a consensual arrangement and a federal crime. It's like the difference between lending someone your car and having it stolen. The consent element changes everything. But here's what makes Jane's story particularly compelling from a legal standpoint. She wasn't just any woman who allegedly got caught up in Combs's world. She was a single mother who found herself in what can only be described as a financial mousetrap. When their relationship began in 2020, Jane was presumably like many single mothers, trying to make ends meet and provide stability for her child. Enter Combs, who, according to Jane's testimony, quickly established himself not as a boyfriend or partner, but as a financial benefactor with very specific expectations. The mechanics of this alleged arrangement read like a masterclass in economic coercion. Combs allegedly set Jane up in a home that cost $10,000 per month in rent, a sum that would make most people's eyes water. To put that in perspective, that's more than many people make in 3 months, paid every single month just for housing. Jane was listed as the tenant on this property, which means on paper she was responsible for this astronomical sum. But in reality, she had about as much chance of paying it herself as most of us have of buying a small country. On top of the housing, Jane testified that she received monthly allowances ranging from $5,000 to $10,000. Now, if you're thinking this sounds like a pretty sweet deal, you're missing the crucial detail that makes it allegedly criminal. Jane described how she asked for $15,000 per month, but Combs unilaterally decided she would get $10,000. This wasn't a negotiation between equals. It was more like a boss setting an employee's salary, except the job description allegedly included having sex with strangers whenever the boss decided to arrange it. The beauty of this system from a control perspective is its perfect circularity. Jane needed the money to maintain the lifestyle that Combs had established for her, but the money came with strings attached that allegedly included sexual compliance. It's like being given a credit card with an unlimited spending limit, but every purchase requires permission from someone who might cut you off at any moment. Jane testified that these financial threats weren't subtle either. When she resisted participating in the hotel nights, the money that kept her and her child housed would allegedly be threatened. The hotel nights themselves, according to Jane's testimony, were orchestrated affairs that sound like something out of a twisted Hollywood production. Picture walking into a hotel room where everything has been carefully staged, red lights casting shadows across beds covered in blankets and towels, music setting the mood, alcohol flowing freely. Jane described having to wear provocative lingerie and really high stripper shoes, like a costume for a role she never auditioned for. The encounters allegedly required 24 bottles of baby oil per night, a detail that's both absurd and deeply disturbing when you consider what it represents. What makes Jane's account particularly powerful is how she described her emotional state during these alleged encounters. She used words like frustrated and obligated, which in the context of sex trafficking law are incredibly significant. This wasn't someone describing a wild phase in her life or kinky experiments with a wealthy boyfriend. This was someone explaining how she felt trapped in a situation she repeatedly tried to avoid but couldn't escape due to financial dependency. The federal courthouse on June 5th looked more like a fortress than a place of justice, with security measures that would make a presidential visit seem casual. Judge Arun Subramanian made the unusual decision to completely disable public video feeds during Jane's testimony, a move that speaks volumes about both the sensitivity of her account and the potential danger that witnesses in this case might face. When a federal judge essentially goes into lockdown mode to protect a witness's identity, you know the stakes have moved beyond typical courtroom drama into something much more serious. The video shutdown wasn't just about privacy, it was about practicality. Court officials determined that exhibits containing Jane's real name and her son's information couldn't be redacted quickly enough to prevent accidental disclosure. Think of it like trying to edit a live television broadcast where one slip could expose someone to potential retaliation. With over 80 civil lawsuits filed against Combs since November 2023, the court is dealing with a situation where witnesses might genuinely fear for their safety. Meanwhile, the defense team was dealing with their own set of challenges that would be almost comical if the stakes weren't so high. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo had to essentially beg the court for more time to prepare, explaining that the conditions at the Metropolitan Detention Center weren't exactly conducive to building a defense against federal charges. Judge Subramanian's response was to let the defense team use the actual courtroom until 6 in the evening, supervised by U.S. Marshals, like giving students extra time to study for the most important test of their lives. Agnifilo's comment that they would treasure any extra time we can get reveals just how challenging it is to defend someone when the prosecution has years of evidence and the defense has limited access to their client. It's like trying to solve a 1,000-piece puzzle when you can only work on it for a few hours at a time and someone else controls when you get access to the box. The defense strategy appears to center around characterizing these relationships as consensual arrangements between adults, albeit toxic ones. They're essentially arguing that what the prosecution calls sex trafficking was actually part of a swinger lifestyle that Jane voluntarily participated in. But Jane's testimony about repeatedly expressing unwillingness creates a significant obstacle to this narrative. It's hard to argue that someone consented to something they allegedly said many times they didn't want to do. As Jane's testimony stretched beyond the single day originally planned, the entire trial timeline began shifting like dominoes falling in slow motion. Her account was expected to rival Cassie Ventura's four-day testimony from earlier in the trial. But with Jane facing an international flight the following Thursday, the court found itself in a scheduling puzzle that would challenge even the most experienced air traffic controller. Judge Subramanian indicated he might extend court hours on Monday and Tuesday, turning what was supposed to be a standard trial schedule into something resembling a legal marathon. The prosecution acknowledged making fairly substantial changes to their witness plan, though they maintained they were still ahead of schedule overall. This is the kind of statement that sounds reassuring until you realize that being ahead of schedule in a trial this complex is like being ahead of schedule while defusing a bomb. Technically good news, but the stakes make every adjustment critical. The evidence presented alongside Jane's testimony read like a paper trail of alleged financial manipulation. Prosecutors introduced Jane's lease showing her as the tenant on the $10,000 property, along with records of cash payments and wire transfers from Combs. Text message threads revealed communications about arranging hotel nights and demonstrated what prosecutors argue was Combs' detailed control over Jane's activities. This documentary evidence serves as the courtroom equivalent of showing your work in a math problem, providing concrete proof to support Jane's oral testimony. What makes this evidence particularly damaging is how it allegedly demonstrates premeditation and systematic control. These weren't spontaneous decisions or passion-driven mistakes, but rather what prosecutors argue was a carefully constructed system designed to exploit women's economic vulnerability. The volume of text messages alone required special handling, contributing to the court's decision to restrict video feeds, like trying to organize a library while keeping certain books locked away from public view. The significance of Jane's testimony extends far beyond just one woman's account of alleged abuse. In the world of federal sex trafficking prosecutions, proving that defendants used economic coercion to compel commercial sex acts is often the difference between a conviction and an acquittal. Jane's description of explicit financial threats, combined with her repeated expressions of unwillingness, provides prosecutors with exactly the kind of evidence they need to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. This trial is unfolding at a moment when conversations about power, consent, and economic coercion are happening across industries and institutions. Jane's testimony allegedly demonstrates how wealth and influence can be weaponized to create situations where legal consent becomes practically meaningless. When someone controls your housing, your income, and your ability to provide for your children, the line between choice and coercion becomes as thin as tissue paper. The courtroom drama on June 5th represents more than just another day in a high-profile trial. It's a window into how federal prosecutors are approaching cases involving wealthy, powerful defendants who allegedly used their resources to exploit vulnerable women. The extraordinary security measures, the scheduling complications, and the defense's preparation challenges all point to a case that has moved far beyond typical celebrity legal troubles into something that could reshape how we think about consent, power, and criminal responsibility. As his trial continues to unfold, Jane's testimony will likely be remembered as a turning point, the moment when allegations transformed into detailed firsthand accounts of alleged systematic abuse. Her willingness to testify, despite obvious personal risks, the court's unprecedented security measures, and the defense's struggles to counter her account all suggest that we're witnessing something that goes far beyond typical courthouse theater. Whether you're following this case out of curiosity, concern, or professional interest, June 5th, 2025 will probably be marked as the day when the Sean Diddy Combs trial stopped being about celebrity scandal and became about something much more fundamental. The question of whether wealth and power can legally be used to strip away someone's right to say no.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.